All right, now we live. Now we going. DJ VIP.
What's good? What's good?
I feel like I'm on the radio right now.
In the building.
I need the burr. And I got those on here.
We can add those.
KT. What up, KT? Don't act like you ain't.
We can add all those. We can have the applause like there's 50 people in here.
But it's just us three. We had the pleasure of VIP stopping by the house and showing us all the new work that he's up to. What have you been doing? You've been everywhere.
I've been running around a little bit, getting Huey's situation together. You know, Nipsey's getting ready to get on the road. We got a few little shows coming up, getting ready for the tour. I think we're looking at sometime early summer, early midsummer.
Oh, that's going to be nice.
Victory Lap Tour.
That'll be dope. The summertime.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
Heck yeah. And who's Huey? Where's he at?
What's Huey is an artist that his management... TJ had reached, his manager reached out to me like 3 years ago and he wanted me to help push some records. And,
Damn, it's been that long?
Yeah, it's been like 3 or 4 years, but he's from Seattle. I've been working with him for a minute and I feel like he's the next little wave because he's got genuine talent. He's, you know, I was talking to KT about him and he just covers a lot of different styles of music and you could put him in, like, not that you like putting people in boxes, but if you were to like put him in boxes, it's a lot of different artists, the mold of artists that are doing great things in the industry that have been doing stuff with longevity, not just coming out and like busting down a single and being kicked out.
Yeah. That's what's happening right now. Everybody's getting on so quick over like dumb shit, but then they lose it that quick. Easy come, easy go. Mm-hmm. So the 3-4 year process, like that's what's going to make a lasting artist.
Yeah.
I was telling him too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just your catalog too. The more work you have, the more people respect like, damn, you've been doing this forever.
That's a fact. That's what we're trying to do right now is just build have a really big catalog of music that's his as well as stuff with features and, you know, maybe something that might not conventionally be what we'd put on one of his albums, but something that we're still releasing because we know there's an audience that we can grab from it.
That's dope. But yeah, so I don't know if you want me to come back in here because you were about to show them records. Like, you know what I'm saying? Are you guys still going to do that?
Yeah. As far as Huey P goes, what kind of features does he have so far?
Okay, yeah. I mean, on the first project that his first EP that came out, it was Did You Get the Message? I hosted that. That was his first like full body of work that he ever put out. He had a Cassidy feature on there, which was pretty big. You know, Cassidy's like, he's an OG, obviously.
Fucking Cassidy
Larceny. So I need to play that record for y'all. It's pretty dope. And then he had a bunch of just like local artists, some of his homies from the 206, 253 area. And then he followed up with the 206, 253 mixtape, ironically. And that was hosted by Drama.
Yeah.
And then there was a
Gangsta Grizzle.
Yeah. It was an official Gangsta Grills release too, so it was like fully certified. It wasn't just nothing
all the
that
way,
was
right?
Yeah, it was a full release and we ended up having a Tory Lanez record on there that did pretty good. Since then he's had a Dave East record. He has a Lil Baby record that's, you know, by the time this comes out, this is probably, the record will probably be out, so.
And thank you for letting us kind of hear a snippet of that shit's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Shit's fire. Yeah. It's going to do well. He's going out to Atlanta in 2 weeks. Shoot the video. We got his, Lil Baby's, one of his managers, someone from his marketing team is going to help us work the record since he's very familiar with Lil Baby's, you know, demo and stuff. He'll be able to help us gain that market, so. We're going to go running around the South, go do like a little radio press run, all that.
Dope. And also, man, when we were in AZ, I had a chance to meet Huey P. Dude has a super cool vibe, too, in the club. All that, man. He just had a cool...
You met Jay Waves.
Oh, that's Jay Waves.
I was gonna I apologize. No, you met Huey.
See, but look at that's how much VIP is on you, bro. That, you know, your shit's going, G. All he talks about is you, so fucking...
We working, bro.
Let's make it go. And Vip, as far as Nip and everything goes, bro, where are you at with your whole process, and where do you see everything going, man, next year for you? Where do you see yourself?
Well, right now, we're just getting the tour dates slated out. You know, I try to be as heavily involved as possible when it comes to stage design, picking records, you know, show flow.
That's your job.
Yeah, you know, so I try to just have as much input as I can because Nipsey is very open-minded. You know, as long as you come at him with like rational, you know, solid reasoning, logic, and, you know, you can articulate what you're trying to achieve, then he's not someone who's just like, no, this is my thing. Like, no, that's he's good. Trying to do what's best for obviously his situation, but he's not going to be selfish about it or have an ego.
Right.
Just so that he can, you know.
And how did you get to that position with him? Because he has to really, like, an artist has to really trust their DJ, you know, with how they sound. Like, yeah, you can make them sound really bad if you're not good, you know?
I think from the jump, I just came at him with a very proactive approach. Mm-hmm. When I had reached out to him to see if he was available or if he had any dates where he needed me to, like, fill in for the Crenshaw tour, he was like, come through for these rehearsals and we'll see how it goes. And when I came to the rehearsal, I came to him with a laundry list of stuff that I felt he needed to start doing as an artist to get more reach, hitting more blogs, getting his records to DJs, getting him to the radio stations, getting DJs and influencers drops. You know, if there's any records that he didn't really see himself pushing, maybe giving them to people as exclusive so that they could push it. And once he had seen that approach, I think that's where he respected my proactive approach.
You came in with a business mind. Came in with a plan.
Yeah, definitely.
That's super cool.
So, and after that had happened, that first meeting, it was initially going to be, we'll link up, we'll do the rehearsals, we'll do the show, and if the show goes well, then we'll see if you're available for the tour. That's what he had told me like a few days before when he had reached out to me and wanted me to come link up with him to talk about it. So, after the meeting, we ended up having about a 20-minute convo about just like general life shit, and he was like, "Yeah, bro. So here's like a general like list of the tour. Make yourself available." I think that he like got that comfortable with me that quick, like on the music aspect, and then whatever we talked about on a personal level at that time that he felt comfortable putting me on. So
some people you just vibe with too. Like some people, it just feels comfortable. It just feels like it's an easy flow. And that's how it seems like it is with you guys.
Neither of us are very egotistic or demanding, or, you know, we both have our own things going on. So it's not like we depend on one another. Like everything's real smooth. So.
Yeah. All that. And then now we got somebody else in the house. What's up, bro? Flip Major showed up. What up, motherfucker?
This nigga just popped up out of nowhere,
bro.
Yep, so now we have more people to talk to. So how long have you been DJing just, period? When did you start?
I started when I was 13. So.
Damn. Okay, so I don't know how old you are.
Like 17, almost 17 years.
That's it. You're not almost 17.
Almost 17 years.
You do the math. Dang, that's crazy. And then about, so you being a DJ, you can offer a lot of things to people, and that's where, like, things that you're doing for Huey P, you're capable of doing those things. Do you do mixtape postings and all that?
Yeah, I do. I mean, at this point, I'm real selective with, like, what artists I'm co-signing, just because there's such a big spotlight on me, and obviously really around Nipsey that shines on me as well, so I don't want to be just put in a box of like someone that you could just pay to get work done. Cause I, at this point, like I have other situations going to where I'm not really tripping on, like that shit doesn't matter anymore. Like I've already set myself up to where I don't need that shit.
You don't need it. That's dope. And then where do you think that the music industry is going right now? Like it kind of took a turn for, I don't know what the fuck you even want to call it, but I don't want to say the worst, but it's just, I don't know. Where do you see it going?
I don't know, man. There's just too much of a glorification of like drugs and like doing the wrong thing.
Money and jewelry. The jewelry just gets on my nerves. I'm going to say that.
I just think that a lot of people lost sight of like really what's important. Like just our generation doesn't value the same shit from relationships to you know, how they carry themselves. Like, people disrespect themselves every day and allow people to disrespect themselves every day.
That's how it is. People will treat you how you treat yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
They know how to treat you based on how you treat yourself or think of yourself. But, the music industry, I don't even know what to say about it right now. I'm just going to keep quiet on that one.
Right.
Yeah. But I see good things starting to... I see people starting to realize that it's kind of going away that ended up not really being focused on music. And I think people are trying to bring it back to... music.
Yeah, it's more about real artistry. The culture. Like, yeah. it's just everything but the music. The music is just like a, it's like an accessory to,
yeah,
to
absolutely. The culture. That's weird, right? Yeah. That it turned into that instead of the other way around.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm going to get off of this thing. I'm going to let you chop it up with the boys here. Thank you again for being on here with me.
Always.
Always a pleasure. Oops, and I'm dropping shit.